Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We're taking you up until 2 o'clock. WEEI Afternoons takes over at that point. They will talk to the quarterback of the New England Patriots. Maybe the future MVP of the league, maybe. Coming up at 2:05 today on a Patriots Monday. They also have Marcus Jones at 3:30. So stay tuned for that. You can listen live on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can also listen on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. They detailed there on the broadcast, Keith, Cam Ward losing his fifth fumble of the year. That really was just a
Lost it.
Fumble.
Didn't have it.
Didn't do anything.
Can't put that on anybody else.
Is that the second week in a row he's done that?
I think so.
He did it against the Raiders.
Like a phantom
with
fumble.
Scoop and score.
He's struggled. He has struggled so far this year. It's a slow start. Second head coach already. On to his second head coach in seven total games.
Did you catch, by the way, another three a curveball? Mike McCoy, that's the...
Hit a curveball.
The halftime interview with him, I was like, this is why this guy's not a coach.
Also,
He's just matter of fact, talking, and I'm like, this guy couldn't possibly lead a room in front of 53 guys or whatever. He couldn't possibly lead a room the way he was giving this, squid answer at halftime. On CBS, I'm like, oh, this is why this guy failed miserably.
Franchise fired Mike Vrabel, and they now have that guy running the show.
As an interim.
They
started a search.
He's an interim who's going to coach more than the other guy
this
season.
Yes.
He's going to probably coach 11 games, and then they're going to have this wide open search, and they're going to land on Matt Nagy, and then they're going to go from there. So that is a mess. Was it just my TV, or was it also during the halftime interview or one of the sideline interviews where they couldn't hear it? I feel like this was the same crew a couple weeks ago that you couldn't hear half the broadcast.
Oh, maybe.
I had, because they went down to AJ Ross on the sideline, and I'm like, I'm not hearing any of this. I'm like, I didn't hear a peep, but I don't know.
So, he gave him some good scripted plays to start the game. The Patriots started slow again.
Cam Ward looked like maybe he had something for a drive, and then it just disappeared.
Yeah, and this is the most I've heard Vrabel, I think, really harp on the slow start, because I feel like we've come in, Keith, a few of these games and been kind of critical of it the next day.
Yeah.
I haven't heard Vrabel harp on it as much as he did post-game, as much as he did this morning with Greg. I just think he now wants to correct that for whatever reason, because it's October, and guys, all right, this has been going on for way too long. Time to fix it. Or... maybe his expectations have just been raised. Maybe it's as simple as that. Like, we're better than this, guys. Cam Ward, Spencer Rattler are starting games and carving us up to begin these games. Like, what are we doing?
I think it is something. I also feel, though, if Mike Vrabel's looking at the game yesterday and it's only game 7 and you can't get caught up in everything, and, yeah, you're in first place, that's great, in the division. They didn't turn it over yesterday. That's awesome. They cut down on the penalties. That's awesome. So if you're a coach, you still got to coach stuff up. You still got to find stuff.
You have to find something to harp on. Yeah,
and that's
true.
Why post-game is like, guys, we're not there yet, but we're getting there. Like, we're getting close. We're getting close. But it is also a real thing, because if you play against a better team, you might not, like, that. Those first two possessions, that might be the game.
Well, that's right. Like, so the game I would have circled right now, not that they should be looking ahead, but I personally have that Tampa game circled.
We can look far ahead.
Like, in 3 weeks. You start like that against Baker Mayfield, you're never getting up off the mat. I agree. So you have some wiggle room and some ability to overcome a slow start if it's Cam Ward. I was never worried about the game yesterday, even when they were down 10-3 and 13-10. Yep. I wasn't worried about it. I was annoyed at how they were playing, but I wasn't worried about winning the game. You might never get up off the mat against Baker, or if you do that against Josh Allen. They did not when they played mm-hmm. him earlier, but if you do, Lamar later on this year, if they start that way, yeah, there are teams in the league that you'll never get back in if you start that way.
Yeah, oh, exactly. And so that's not the case for the vast majority of this schedule, but if, as far as things to work on, you know, like we were talking about, like penalties, like for a team that was even winning games going back a few weeks ago, like they're getting penalized way too much. And like that has come way down. They've obviously held on to the football. Drake May's not throwing picks, and Ramondre's holding on to the ball. Like those were two things to really kind of focus on for a little bit. They seem to clean that up. Another one would have been running the ball because they hadn't been able to run very effectively. You know, Drake May was throwing pretty good, but the running backs were doing really poorly. And yesterday, Ramondre Stevenson was awesome. Ramondre, who's really had like two good games this year, this was one of them, though.
What do you think that was?
It's funny because I would say, well, Tennessee's defense is bad at running, but so were most of their opponents so far.
I don't think it's just the matchup because New Orleans is a bad run defense. Carolina is like a historically bad run defense. At least they were a year ago. They've been better this year, but still bad. Buffalo's a bad run defense. Yeah. All those teams have bad run defenses, and you couldn't run on them.
I don't know. Do you think it was something that just clicked with Stevenson where he's like, all right, I'm going to hold on to the ball like I have been the last couple of weeks, but I have to run. I got to find the hole, and I got to have some burst.
Yeah, and look, I don't want to take away credit from Ramondre. We give him plenty of blame when he fumbles. Mm-hmm. But I do think some of it might be the coaches, and this is similar to our May discussion in a different way. Like, hey, you can be mobile and be explosive and be athletic and roll out and make plays, but you have to protect yourself. And I wonder if they sent a similar message almost in reverse with Ramondre, where it's like, look, and he said some of this morning on Greg's show, you can't just go for 2 yards into the middle of the line and not fumble and we're all happy
with
it.
Which is what happened with New Orleans.
You have to be able to pick up yardage. And I wonder if that message, just like the fumbling, had been reiterated and hammered home. And we'll see how long that lasts for. But for the last few weeks, that's worked. My guess is that message was sent. Or Ramondre was reminded of that this week. Like, hey, it is about more than just not fumbling.
Yeah.
You also have to get the yards that are there, not just 2 yards into the middle of the line every single play.
It was a season high in carries by a long shot. He also had a couple of receptions that didn't go anywhere, but it was 20 total touches.
Oh, and
I'm not throwing him a parade for not fumbling on 20 touches. I'm just saying, like, that's something to build on.
And Henderson barely played. I'll get you the snaps.
What's up with him?
Henderson, he had 9 snaps.
Is that it?
Does he stink? What's going on? He just runs into the line.
Yeah,
same line that's blocking for Ramondre, and I don't think those guys were great in pass blocking yesterday, but run blocking, look at Ramondre, look at Drake May, those guys were, they ran for a ton of yards. Henderson didn't. So Henderson had the kick return touchdown in the preseason. That was awesome.
That was great.
He had a couple of other plays in preseason, both the games and at camp, mm-hmm. right, with some of the wheel route stuff and...
Oh, yeah. When we were at training camp, he made some incredible plays. And then, yeah, who else did they play in the preseason? Was it the Vikings game? He looked really good.
Commanders,
Vikings,
Giants.
He had the opening kickoff against, was that the Commanders where he took it back to the house? Like, he had some great game plays in preseason games and in training camp, and he looks nothing like the same player.
He looks terrible.
All. Yeah.
Like, it's wild. Oh, and they finally got to the bottom of why his nameplate is the way that it is. People were wondering why it says Henderson's so small. You got to really screen gate the Binox out for Henderson. So... he wants a certain type of cut on the sleeve. So somebody did the research. I forget who it was.
It was either Callahan or Kite. It was one of the Herald guys, yeah.
So basically, you can have different types of sleeves. You can have like baggy sleeve, tight sleeve, high sleeve, whatever it is. So once you ask for that, it changes how the stripes go on the back. So Ramondre Stevenson's jersey's different. So Stevenson has bigger font than Henderson does. And it was driving a lot of people, myself included, kind of nuts.
So...
there's a reason for it.
Well, now I have a new theory on why
he needs a new jersey.
He's too constricted. He's too constricted. He's playing too tight. He's running tight.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense now.
Give him a different uniform.
The jersey.
Literal uniform.
The nameplate jersey. It's all too tight. Yeah. He's playing too stiff.
He is not finding any kind of running room. And it's got to be a him issue.
New jersey. That's what he needs.
He needs a new jersey.
Okay. I think we're onto something here.
What's wrong with that?
I was watching Bedard postgame on CLNS, and he said the coaches don't trust him, meaning Henderson. They don't trust him. They don't trust him in pass pro.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. And Vrabel was putting over Ramondre on that because they were asking him, like, hey, you really stuck with Ramondre over all this. Like, why? Like, basically, why? And he was like, well, he does a lot of other things really well. But what he didn't say in there is what we're all thinking. Treylon Henderson kind of stinks, Antonio Gibson's out for the season, and you haven't made any other moves yet.
Terrell Jennings is just
the
guy.
You kind of had to play this out with Ramondre, although I feel like there was also a comment in there that made me believe it was close to Ramondre getting benched.
Yeah, he
said it was really close.
He did say something, because I heard it the same way, where he was basically like, yeah, I mean, at a certain point, we got to take care of the football, and if we can't, we're going to have to make a move. We're going to have to make a change. I forget exactly how he worded it, but it was something like that.
For the season, Travion Henderson has 43 carries for 153 yards.
That's horrible.
That is rough.
I mean, and Ramondre, by the way, hasn't been great either, but yesterday he was by far the much better and the much more trusted source out there on the field.
Did anybody have more rushing yards yesterday? I mean, Christian McCaffrey was close to just what he did yesterday to what Henderson's done all season. All season.
Yesterday to what Henderson's done all year?
DeAndre Swift had 124 yards rushing yesterday.
Rico Dowdle had like back-to-back weeks coming into
way more.
Coming into yesterday.
Oh, my God. Rico Dowdle? Jalen Warren had more than Thursday. Just about.
617-779-7937, Keith. So I like a lot of we're hung up on the running game here.
Yeah.
But I like a lot of what I saw from Drake May this whole weekend, and that does not just include the game yesterday where he was great. Again, Patriots accuracy record, 21 out of 23, 16 straight completions. I believe he's the first player since in the Super Bowl era, rather, to have a completion percentage 90-plus percent, to throw for 200 yards, and to run for 50. I think he's the first player to ever do that. So, incredible.
I mean, there's a lot of numbers that are crazy with
incredible
him.
On the field.
Yeah.
I like this answer after the game about that accuracy record. This is Drake May talking about going 21 for 23.
Yeah, I left some out there that ended up running that I could have thrown. I think I tucked it a couple of times when I shouldn't have, and I think I need to get the backside of the progression more. But, I think I'm trying to be careful with the football and trying to challenge it down the field and not just be a check down Charlie. So just trying to throw it to the guys that's open, and they're making great, great plays.
Again, T's and P's to Mac in that
in your
answer
face,
there.
All you check down Charlies out there.
That is just a shot at all the check down Charlies.
Check down Charlie. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I think I like that answer from Drake, and you hear people laughing at the beginning of that answer. I didn't actually pick up on that the first time. The media's like chuckling. They're like, oh, haha.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I left some out there. I was 21 for 23. I left some out there.
You wanted to complete the two?
And it wasn't
have
100%
just, completions? He's like, no, no, no.
Just the throws. The Kyle Williams
saying,
throw was bad.
Right.
He had another incompletion to Hunter Henry, 16 straight in the middle. But he was saying, yeah, there were too many that I tucked and ran, and I could have hung in there and you know, stuck with the throw a little bit longer, which that probably would be. And he's already maturing quickly and improving quickly. But that'd be another area to improve upon. And he's citing that right there at the podium after the game, where he had another fantastic game and a blowout win.
Did you see this other stat making the rounds of where he ranks first 20 games of his career?
Oh, no.
Did you see this one?
I don't think so.
So he is the first player in NFL
history
to record 4,000 passing yards and 500 rushing yards with at least a 69% completion percentage in his first 20 games of their career.
He's accurate. He's throwing for a lot of yards, and he's running for a lot of yards.
No quarterback has done that.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine those are good qualities in your quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, it is a strange kind of, you know, when you throw in a very specific completion percentage. Like, sometimes, maybe somebody just missed that, or somebody had the yards, and then whatever. But whatever. Like, it just, you take it for what it's worth.
Here's the thing. When you're showing up on all these lists week after week after week, and the name on there is Brady, Marino, Favre, Rodgers, like these are the names over and over again on these lists.
Nonstop.
And it's specifically Brady. It's like every week it's a new Brady record, or he tied a new Brady record. And yeah, I think that speaks volumes about Drake May and the way he's played this week. And I also think his leadership, and we were reading some of this from Mike Reese earlier today, but I think his leadership goes beyond just what he did on the field and even at the podium after the game. So Steph Diggs last week had his personal chef cook for the O-line, Keith.
Nice. What
this,
they have?
This week, I forget. I don't know.
Sloppy Joe's?
I don't know what you heard, actually.
No.
I probably like Sloppy Joe night.
Extra sloppy. That's good.
So Drake May this week had the O-line over to his house for a hibachi night.
Hibachi night? Which, you got to run some equipment, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like, your whole house is going to burn down.
Well, plus, like, if you get bad weather, don't you need a tent if you're doing it out in the yard? So,
if it gets windy, hibachi night in the wind would be a nightmare.
You need a tent. You need lights. You need to hire the staff. You need all kinds of contraptions.
Sounds like you need millions of dollars.
Yeah, well, it sounds
thankfully,
Drake May is in a good spot to do that. Yeah. And so Jared Wilson, who the O-line, him and Campbell did not have a great game, and maybe it's related to, I don't know,
Hibachi night
and or the desserts.
Oh, boy, let's get to that.
Which were cooked by Drake May's wife and Michael.
Yep, I know.
They were devoured so quickly, and it was a favorite among the group. It was described as an oatmeal apple cinnamon crisp is what they were all
I don't know if I've ever had an oatmeal apple cinnamon crisp. It sounds good. Sounds seasonal.
Sounds great.
Yeah, I would like that.
Very festive.
Yeah.
Good job by Ann Michael.
Fresh apples, maybe?
Probably.
At a little apple pick?
Then on Friday night, May was at the CM's Varian Brothers game. Gosh, taking that in and getting MVP chance.
Living it up. Who said there's nothing to do in the Boston area?
Like, I don't know. You said this earlier. It's almost too good to be true. Like, that.
It is.
That really is almost too good to be true.
It's like, the team is bonding at a very high level. The team loves each other. They love their coach. The coach loves them. They enjoy being here. Drake May's taking in a high school game, having a great time. They win every weekend now. They've already beaten the Bills. They're in first place in the division 7 games in. It's almost like, what's the catch?
Yeah.
Like, how is everything going so well?
You're saying
right now?
Duck boat.
You're saying
yeah. Peak too soon? That's what you're saying?
I'm not saying that.
They peak too soon.
I'm just always prepared for, like, bad news is what I'm like, always preparing myself for that.
Vrabel was talking about this after the game. He said, this isn't the easiest place to play. Vrabel, McDaniels, but May is handling it well.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of demand there from Josh and myself, and I think he's responded to that as far as the leadership that he's had to show this offense, and you know, kept talking about it. He wants to earn it. Well, I mean, I've told him that he's earned it, and I think he doesn't like something in practice, then he gets it fixed. And if he wants a better Friday practice, then he talks about it before we go out there on Friday. And you know, I think those guys respond to him and the things that he says and the way that he, you know, operates.
So I think that is a good sign, too. And who knows how much of it is just coach speak and talking a player up and how much of it is real. But I'd wager that there's a lot of truth to what he's saying, which is, yeah, he doesn't like what's going on. He's going out and getting it fixed. He's going out and changing it. And that is some real growth and leadership in year two, which, look, when you're a rookie, when you're backing up Jacoby Brissett, when the team's horrible, they never win, you've won one real game in your life coming into this year, it's hard to be that level of leader. And when you're on the kind of tear this team is on right now, number two in the AFC, they've won 4 in a row, 3 straight on the road. Brady never did that in consecutive weeks. So, yeah, I think it's a lot easier to have the players kind of follow you and get on your back like they've done.
Yeah, in the winning helps. The winning is really always what's going to make or break it. But very clearly at the beginning of the year and going back to the offseason, it was his team. They made it his team. And they've kind of followed right in line. And then, you know, his play obviously helps, but I think it's a good mix of players, right? They decided which guys they wanted back from last year's team, which they got rid of a lot of the leadership position type of guys, right? Like last year's captains to start the 24 season, none of those guys are on the team anymore. Some were sort of pushed to retirement. Some weren't re-signed. Some were cut. Whatever it was, they're all gone. And then that opened the door for all new guys. Now, some of them are on the team, right? Like Hunter Henry's still here. Drake May was on the team last year, but his role has changed.
Yeah, he wasn't in the league.
But like
role,
bringing in even like a Robert Spillane or Milton Williams, Steph Diggs, Harold Landry, like there's a bunch of guys that kind of stand out that, all right, that's why the whole thing is going to look different because so many of the prominent players are different and voices are different.
617-779-7937. You can jump aboard for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ball. And you got the quarterback of the New England Patriots, Drake May, at 2:05.
2:05.
So tune in nice and early for that.
All right.
We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Why are there so many songs about Grab Bag? Only on Jones and
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. It's 4 wins in a row for the Patriots after yesterday's 31-13 victory over the Titans in Tennessee. Quarterback Drake May will join WEEI Afternoons today at 2:05. Up next, the Pats return home to host the Browns on Sunday. Cleveland is now 2-5 after yesterday's 31-6 win over the Dolphins. Tonight is a Monday night football doubleheader. First up, the Lions host the Buccaneers. You can catch a call of the game right here on 93.7. Coverage begins at 6 o'clock with kickoff at 7 o'clock. And at 10 o'clock, The Texans are in Seattle to play the Seahawks. Bruins will lose a 4 in a row after falling 3-2 to the Mammoth in Utah last night. The Bees return to the TD Garden tomorrow night to host Brad Marchand and the Panthers. Puck drop is at 7:30. Last night in the ALCS, the Blue Jays even their series with the Mariners at 3 games apiece after a 6-2 win in Toronto. Game 7 is tonight. First pitch is at 8:08. The winner of this series will move on to play the Dodgers in the World Series beginning on Friday night. And the Celtics will begin their regular season schedule on Wednesday night at home against the 76ers. Fine Mass Money wants to help you enjoy football season by helping you find money you didn't know you had. You could have had, you could have unclaimed money from a forgotten savings account, uncashed payroll checks, or a refund check that never got to you. Go to findmassmoney.gov today. It's a secure website. It takes only 30 seconds to search your name. I'm Billy Laney. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
All right, time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And let's start with a quick update on the Bozo touchdown parlay, Jones, which didn't hit.
No, I felt good about this one, too.
You hit yours.
I did.
Was it Nick hit his?
Nick hit.
Yep, I hit mine.
Okay.
You had Judkins?
I had Judkins.
Yeah. I had CeeDee Lamb.
Right.
You're TBD.
I'm TBD. Yeah, Billy and Terp continue their 0-for streak.
They remain. It's honestly almost more impressive.
It actually is.
Yeah.
So I have Amon-Ra St. Brown. Allow me to spin you a quick yarn here.
I like it.
So me and my buddies do a weekly parlay brag, and it doesn't have to be touchdowns, but I feel like most weeks it ends up being touchdowns. So there's five of us that do this parlay every single week. And long story short, the first four legs have hit. I have Amon-Ra St. Brown. Cash out option.
Amon-Ra St. Brown for an anytime.
Anytime touchdown. Yep. Excuse me. Thank you. If he scores a touchdown tonight, we walk away with $712.
Nice.
If we decide to cash out, we would be given $343.
Still
not
nice.
Bad. $343 more than we had yesterday.
Correct.
But I think even though
I mean, I'm a bit of a cash out Keefe. I think we're going to let it ride.
I understand cash out Keefe asking the question, and I respect it.
Yes, but
the over under tonight is 53.5 points.
There should be some points.
It could be a shootout between the Lions offense and Baker Mayfield, so I'd feel good about Amon-Ra scoring. He's minus money to score, isn't he?
I am screaming for some score. Yeah, he is.
Yeah, let it ride.
We're letting it ride
let
for 7-12.
Ride. Let it ride!
Boring!
You want excitement? Dump this up your stocking! So tell your folks, buy me!
Grab bag!
Or go to hell!
We mentioned earlier the Survivor Pool rolls on. You and I are both through 7 weeks, and we'll see you in week 8.
Yeah, we can't lose. I mean, I tried. I tried real
you
hard
almost
to lose
did.
My Broncos one yesterday.
Them Broncos.
We're still going.
Them Broncos.
Still here.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
Jones, we've made it through almost the entire show without talking about what was the single greatest sports performance of all time.
Oh,
on Friday night.
It really was.
Shohei Ohtani. I say this with no hyperbole. Shohei Ohtani, pitching in an NLCS game, went 6 innings, struck out 10, and socked 3 home runs. I don't think there is anything better. Like, what's better than that?
Okay.
Because no baseball player can have a game better than that. They just can't because nobody was doing both.
So I agree because people are like, he maybe had the greatest performance in baseball history. I'm like, what the hell do you mean maybe?
What the heck?
What could possibly be better than that?
So as great as like a complete game was or some of these unbelievable pitching performances have been, what'd they do at the dish? Oh, nothing?
Nothing.
Oh, they got DH'd for? Sick.
Yeah.
Or they went 0 for 4 with a sack
bunt?
They
sat there and ate sunflower seeds while their teammates got all the hits?
Sorry.
So, no. So it is the greatest single performance in baseball history.
Yeah.
I don't think that's for debate. He was
sports.
Keith, he was throwing 100 miles an hour.
That's right.
Not just 10 strikeouts.
No.
Throwing 100.
Yeah.
And not just hitting 3 home runs. He was hitting them out of the stadium. Like, the home runs were leaving the whole stadium, clearing the whole thing.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. Is it the greatest performance in sports history? It might be.
So
like,
he
that was
went
in a clinching game.
In a clinching
to
game.
To go to the World Series.
NLCS, right? Yes. This isn't a wild card round.
No.
This isn't a game in May.
No.
Which also would have been sick. But this was the NLCS clinching game. Now, they swept, so it wasn't like a game 7, but whatever. It was game 4. He pitched 6 innings. He had more home runs than he allowed hits.
Crazy.
So he gave up 2 hits, struck out 10. Obviously, he got the win, and he was smacking the ball literally out of the stadium.
Out
he had
of
like
the stadium.
Two, like, for the exit velo people, it was like 116 or something insane.
I'm saying,
like,
it wasn't just that he struck out 10 people. He was doing it throwing 100. It wasn't just that he hit 3 home runs. He was knocking them fully out of the stadium. It was.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything better.
No.
I mean, what would it be? You have to go back, find whatever the single greatest Super Bowl performance might be, whatever the single greatest like clinching game in the NBA conference finals or finals.
In terms of individual
the Michael
like,
Jordan
performance,
shrug games?
Yeah, I don't think there is a greater performance than that. I don't know how you get
there. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's possible. It's pretty amazing.
Of all the
grab bags
in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Meanwhile, the ALCS is still going as the Blue Jays beat the Mariners yesterday 6-2, forcing a must-win all on the line.
Winner take all
game
ALCS.
Seven. The two best words in all of sports, game 7. Blue Jays Mariners, maybe not the three best words, Blue Jays Mariners, but it is an 8:10 first pitch on Fox and FS1.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It's on both.
So if you're used to watching it on FS1, go ahead and stay there.
Yeah,
go ahead and stay there. But
the
if you want to watch it.
The Jokers are coming on if you stay on FS1. Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's
true
TV. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. But like Big Fox is like, yeah, I guess we'll take it.
We'll take the
it's game.
Like,
it's game
seven
of the ALCS. Like, fine. George Kirby versus Shane Bieber. Who do you got in this one?
I have the Mariners, so I guess I have Kirby.
You're going to go with the, okay?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch a grab bag. I know not everybody has got a grab bag like me.
Bruins road trip didn't go great. They played 3 games. They lost 3 games all in regulation.
I am very plowed and priest.
I'm not plowed or priest about how it went. So we talked a little bit about the Vegas loss because that was last Thursday. But then over the weekend, 4-1 loss to Colorado with Swayman betwixt the pipes. And then a 3-2 loss to the Mammoth yesterday.
Yeah, they blew a couple of leads, yeah.
Correct. And pretty much it's like Pastrnak scores, and that's all they have. So
that's,
if you like the,
that's all they got.
Bet against or bet for the opponent and parlay that with a Pastrnak anytime goal, you're winning some money.
Oh, yeah.
You're winning some cash.
Yeah.
That's
the
way to watch.
You're saying money line, not puck line.
Yeah. No.
Money line and a pasta anytime.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice way to make some cash.
That's a good way to go. Yeah. And by the way, friend of the show, Brad Marchand, in town right now. Hope he's listening. And they got a big matchup tomorrow night at the Garden.
Big one.
Did you see him this weekend? Had a little hissy fit?
Yes. Well, I saw your tweet.
I saw this.
You were like, hey, at least he didn't lick anybody.
No, he didn't. As far as we know, he didn't lick anybody, but he got into like a little brouhaha, punched the guy in the back or whatever.
He took his helmet,
yeah.
Went to the penalty box, ripped out like the ear straps,
yeah.
And was like spiking them and throwing them out onto the ice. That was kind of
only
awesome.
Fined no. $5,000.
Yeah, that was kind of awesome. You didn't like that?
No, it was lame.
That was awesome.
It was lame, dude. Give him his helmet back.
Let's give credit where it's due.
On the lame score?
That was awesome. Yeah.
Broke the meter.
It's grab bag.
How'd Bill Belichick do on Friday night? All eyes on him. 10:30 kick all to himself. ESPN, UNC versus Cal. First possession, fumble.
I saw that.
Not great,
USC.
Bob.
Yeah. Last possession.
That I watched. I did not make it till the last possession. I woke up and saw it the next morning, and I gasped. But that's how they lost. Going into the end zone, they might have lost anyway, by the way. Would have won. There were like 3 minutes left. So they might have lost the game anyway. But, yeah, tough way for Bill to lose.
Though. Covered the number, though. There were 7.5-point dogs. They only lost by, three. So North Carolina falls to 2-3 on the season. So not great.
Still no.
Oh, I'm sorry. 2-4.
Yeah.
2-4.
Still no FBS level wins yet. They're still waiting for one of those.
No, they're waiting for a big win. Maybe worse than North Carolina, and unfortunately they don't square off head to head, would be your Boston College Screaming Eagles. They lost to the UConn Huskies at home 38-23. I think there were more UConn fans in the stands than BC fans.
Yeah, like that's. I know UConn, they're 5-2 somehow. I have no idea if they've beaten anybody good. Probably not.
Probably not.
But when UConn's running all over you, they had like four or five different 25-plus yard plays in the game, like explosive plays up and down the field. That's a rough
one. So they're 1-6. Boston College is 1-6. They also don't have a real win on the year. And after the game, did you hear Bill O'Brien?
Oh, no.
He's like, I can't fix this. He straight up was like, yeah, it's not happening. He has no answers.
I like that BC pulled him off the interview in the morning. It's made a huge difference. I mean, honestly,
now they're locked
having
in.
Having him not do the interview with Greg has really honestly made a big difference for the football team. So I get why they did that. That was a smart move.
All right, remaining schedule for Boston College, which, again, opened the year with a nice win over Fordham, and they've lost 6 consecutive games.
Well, he's like alienated this quarterback. Like Lonergan's already been benched there, so he'll probably transfer out. He looked like he could actually play a little bit.
Yeah, 2 weeks in that people thought he could, but 5 games left. At number 19, Louisville.
Loss.
Home to number 12, Notre Dame.
Loss.
Home to SMU.
Loss. Loss.
Home to number 7, Georgia
Loss.
Tech. And then at Syracuse.
Win.
No.
That Q's team is not that bad.
They're going to get Q's.
Syracuse is not bad.
They'll get them.
They're going to go 1-11. And then what do you do?
Unless Syracuse has Diamond Ferry, and I don't know about it, BC's winning that game.
Ooh, Diamond Ferry.
Yeah.
New Bedford back, I believe.
It's happening.
Yeah.
Here we go now. Holla if you hear me, though. It's the
grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Speaking of college football, Jones, I don't know how much you watch Curry College.
Oh, you know what? I missed their game this weekend. I DVR'd it. I haven't watched it yet.
Division III Curry College. They have a running back named Monty Quinn.
Yeah.
Who rushed for 522 yards in a win over Nichols.
Must have been a lot of carries.
No, I think it was 20.
20 carries?
Yeah.
522? Yeah. How many touchdowns?
I don't have it here.
Seven touchdowns.
Seven touchdowns.
And I forget, I don't have it in front of me, but it was something like they were all 60, 75, 84, 85.
Five of them were over 50. One was 80.
I mean, I don't...
Oh my God!
I don't care who you're. I don't care if that's Joe Mazzulla in the media game. Yeah. Like those are absurdly impressive numbers.
What kind of desserts did his girlfriend make the offensive line?
Great question. That
is a big day. The final score was 71-27.
Should somebody throw a draft pick at you just based on that?
Yeah.
Right.
Draft pick maybe not.
Okay.
Invite him to camp. Though.
Invite to camp. Maybe a late seventh rounder. The Patriots are drafting long snappers and stuff at that point in time.
Although
maybe just toss this kid a pick and be like, he had. 500 yards on 20 carries, 7 touchdowns. Maybe let's just get him into camp.
Although, not to pile on Nichols, because I also was not a good Division III player.
But
some of these highlights,
yeah,
it's like the Arch Manning high school tape where these kids are just like have no, like they're just not great.
Okay.
Let's just say.
Well, shots fired at Nichols.
Well, I'm just saying they did seem a bit overmatched. Okay. Is all I'm saying.
All right, fair enough.
It happens occasionally, but still, that's a lot of yards. So I give the guy a lot of credit for that. That was a heck of a go.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful grab bag.
All right, Jones, let's get to the horror movie of the day. And I got a new one that I just watched. It's not the one behind you.
Okay.
That's Children of the Corn 2, which I feel like AMC has a better catalog than that to play Children of the Corn 2. I'm going with, I think I streamed it on Amazon Prime over the weekend. It's called Found Footage, The Making of the Patterson Project.
I was about to say that sounds very self-explanatory until you got the Patterson Project.
Yeah. Well, Patterson is, of course, the guy who filmed the Bigfoot sighting back in the day.
Of course.
Remember that?
Yes.
The very famous Bigfoot sighting. Which sadly was a ruse because many people believed that one to be real at the time.
Well,
we did like the walk and he like looked, hey, everybody. It's coming, walking through here.
It looked like a Sam Squatch to
here
me.
Here comes a Bigfoot. Let me look at the camera. That guy? Love that guy.
Yeah.
Sadly fake. So this is a found footage movie about a found footage movie involving Bigfoot. So it really speaks to me at many levels.
That sounds like that's a winner. What's it called again?
It's called Found Footage.
But now there's
a few of those, so you got to look for it on Prime. It's called Found Footage, The Making of the Patterson Project. And there's a couple of really funny parts in it as well.
All right.
So let's get a little something for everybody. 99
restaurants, always a grab bag.
All right, Jones, let's find out who the best baseball performer was from Sunday, October 19th. Was it Addison Barger, 2-for-3 with a home run, 3 RBI?
Okay.
Was it Vladimir Guerrero Jr., 2-for-4 with a home run and 2 runs scored? Was it Ernie Clement, 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored? Was it Trey Yesavage, 5 2/3 innings, 2 earned runs, 7 Ks? Or was it Logan Gilbert, 4 innings pitched? He allowed 4 runs.
Not him.
Struck out 3.
Let's go with Yesavage. Let's do that.
Yesavage?
Yeah, good performance.
All right, good.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
I'm just getting some intel here, Jones. The Nichols College football team.
I saw this.
Are you
text.
Seeing this you text?
I saw the text. I didn't fact
check
it.
I just wanted to fact check it because I feel like that's a lot. Is that true? Oh, no. Wait a minute. What? So earlier this year, they played Coast Guard.
Yeah, the Coast Guard Academy.
They lost 92-60.
Oh, so the text line was wrong. The text line said they gave up 93 points. 93-60, though.
92-60?
I'm sorry, 92, yeah.
What are we doing here, guys?
Let's go box score on ESPN. I was trying to find out what this kid did.
Was there any tackles?
That's good. Good fantasy day.
Was there any tackles?
Coast Guard had 35 points in the first quarter.
Nice.
Take that, Denver Broncos, in your face. So, yeah, they just gave up 71. They were on a 2-game heater. They beat New England College and Maine Maritime, and then they just got smoked by Curry. They got Endicott and University of New England coming up.
Oh, that's a couple of wins.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think those are wins.
They are 2-4.
They give up like 60 points a game.
That's all right. Tackle. That's all right.
It's like St. Paul's football right there. What does this kid have for rushing yards on the season? That's got to be available somewhere.
Got to be. Must have cracked 1,000, I'd hope.
He had 512.
Yeah.
I'll find it. It's gotta be a lot. All right, Jones, let's get to, the random baseball player who was a first baseman. Also, you'd find him occasionally in the outfield, but mainly a first baseman. You'd remember him as a first base.
Okay.
He threw with his left, but he hit from both sides of the dish.
Okay.
He was what we call a switch hitter in baseball.
Yeah.
He, also career earnings of $41.9 million.
Okay.
He played for a variety of teams in a 15-year major league career.
Nice career.
Baltimore, Montreal, Seattle, the Mets, Texas, Cleveland, and Toronto.
Okay. Some years? Give me some years.
Cup of coffee, 1990.
Oh.
Hung it up 2004.
David Segui.
He got it! The Red
Sox win! Nice. How do you like that?
How about that?
How'd you know David Segui retired in 2004?
I don't know. I feel like David Segui, I had a baseball card of David Segui, I feel like with some sweet glasses.
Yeah.
Like he was out there with some nice.
He was cool.
I don't even know what they were.
He was funny because
Oakley's something nice.
He always looked like he had a great deal of power when in fact he had no power.
No.
You're like, that guy could sock a dinger. You're like, no.
Put the fear of God in the pitcher, though. If you didn't know David Segui.
He's digging in for his 10 home runs.
He'd give one a ride.
Yeah.
Okay. That's your
useful player. 291 career hitter.
Ooh,
more of a slap hitter.
Professional hitter.
Despite being a big hoss of a guy.
That's what he was.
Yeah.
As a random ball player each and every day here in the grab bag on Jones and Keith. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoon. Jack got Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy. Yeah, got Ball. And you got Drake May, quarterback of the New England Patriots at 205. Plus,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Clip du jour next.
All right, back here at Jones and Keith, WEEI. It's time for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And of course, it was the Patriots Monday. And so we had a chat with tight end Hunter Henry.
We already surprised you once with the running back day, but it's time now for the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
It's time for the Hunter Henry surprise.
Henry, touchdown. Whoa.
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise, mother.
Surprise.
We wasted the good surprise on you.
Y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, once again, on a scale of 1 to 85, 85 being the most surprised you've ever been, 1 being you weren't surprised at all. Hunter Henry, how surprised were you when you found out that Bad Bunny would be doing the Super Bowl halftime show?
Oh, y'all are funny, man. I was probably like a 50.
I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
Let's just say Andy Hart would have shattered your scale. Let's just say that. But okay, a 50 on Bad Bunny.
Well, people were saying Taylor Swift, and they're saying Adele, yes, and then yes, from yes, the yes. clouds, here comes Bad Bunny.
I mean, it was, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say I was all the way to 85, but, you know, I'm above halfway just because, you know, we're trying to grow the game international, but I was a little surprised. Just a little different.
A little different. Yeah,
he's the most expansive he's been on any question, I think.
He had a lot more material on Bad Bunny.
Want to talk about Bad Bunny.
Yeah. Well, independent.
You know, yeah.
Independent shot there, or indirect shot there at Andy Hart, who's here for the crossover.
So.
The 99 restaurant presents the crossover every day. At the Nines, the $14.99 big deal meals start the week off right. Monday through Wednesday, you can try the new grilled teriyaki chicken. You gotta love the Nines. I know you guys have Drake May coming up shortly at 2:05.
Right. Woo! Out the gates. Should be fun. How can it not be fun? I mean, he's playing
going
quarterback.
Pretty well, yeah.
Serious question.
Okay.
All right. I only accept serious questions. I'm going to give you a serious answer.
Do I have a flawed memory?
Yes.
That's not the question.
Yes. Probably. Yeah, I would say yes.
Is this some of the best quarterback play we've ever seen? I mean, Jason McCourty said it on the telecast. I've never seen somebody throw deep balls like this.
The deep ball, like the level of difficulty, because, you know, Jones and I were saying earlier how, like, completion percentage can be so misleading. Some college quarterbacks, you know, 85% of their passes. Right. Then you watch them, you're like, yeah, obviously, just long runs. But, yeah, no, this, in like, hitting a variety of receivers deep downfield, and now that he's not even turning the ball over at all.
It's crazy.
Like, yeah, it is.
It's almost laughable. It's almost like it's not real. You know, and I don't actually think he's had a lot of bad throws. There's just throws like the Hooper one or the one to Diggs down the left sideline where he drops it in. Usually somebody gets a hand up and it kind of deflects off. And it's not to say it was a bad throw or bad decision, but to see them just completed one after another after another. And then you get a throw in where like Pop reaches out a hand and saves you from one there.
Need a couple of those. But
it's kind of crazy. And then he's greedy. He gets the record and he's like, wow, there's a couple I could have done better with. I ran or whatever. So
I know.
Yeah, we'll talk to him at 3:30. Our guy, Marcus Jones, who was sort of on both ends of the spectrum early on. He was chasing, but I think it was Woodson. And
He did get a pick later.
Got a pick later, so he balanced it out. Plus, he was in a little scuffle. I love the feistiness of him.
Yeah.
He was in one of those like, you let go. No, you let go. No, no, I'm not letting go until you let go. Obviously, a lot of reaction to the Patriots game. Just how good are they? Are they a legit contender? And I think the key there is in 2025.
We all
need to erase from our brains.
Right now.
Right. And not 5 years ago. And, hell, the Chiefs might not make the playoffs. The Ravens might not make the playoffs. Did you see they're in the number two spot? Why? Because they break the tiebreaker.
Yeah, strength of
with
victory.
With Denver. Strength of victory.
I did see this.
I thought everybody told me they had the crappiest schedule in the world.
They have better wins than the Broncos. That's why they're the two seed and the Broncos
and then,
are the three. Yes.
And then you look down that column, and everybody has crappy strength of victory. Somebody's got like a 111,
a
220. The Jaguars, if you care about strength of victory, if you somehow came up like that's the most important, they're the only one in the conversation that has a strength of victory over 500. Everybody else is below 500.
And then you saw what they looked like on Sunday.
Right.
They were horrible.
The league stinks.
Yeah.
That's the issue.
It's
but
open.
You can be the king of the dip poos, as I like to say.
Okay. Well, certainly in the AFC. So you can discuss all day long. Patriots Monday, 617-779-7937. That's how you dial up WEEI Afternoons. Marcus Jones at 3:30. And the quarterback of the New England Patriots, Drake May, less than 10 minutes from now. Stay tuned for it. We're back tomorrow on a Tier Tuesday. Tommy Tuesday, Kiefer Madness 12:45. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
you. Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.